the International Secret Police.
Zero. 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 Zero.
Learning from Abu, a captured octopus gangster, that the octopus is awaiting word of their death in the city of Marrakesh, Speed, Clint, and Carlos fly there, taking Abu with them. Meantime, the criminal has become suspicious, however, and prepares a trap for the secret police. As the boys near the end of their flight and the red light of dawn reveals Marrakesh beneath them, Carlos glimpses armed men on the walls of the city. This is unusual, and Clint senses danger. We now find him dragging or flying low over the city, with Speed and Carlos eyeing the sleeping Marrakesh for more suspicious activity.
There is our landing field just below, Clint. That great square. It's the center of the city in a beehive of activity just after sunset.
It's quiet enough now. But wait, there's some figures moving about down there. Take a look through the binoculars, Speed.
Okay. Gee, these fellas are different from the Moors and Arabs we've seen so far on this trip. And they're watching us like hawks, Clint.
Tribesmen from the Atlas Mountains, probably.
Can that mean anything, Carlos?
Anything and perhaps nothing. Men from the wild Atlas tribes come to Marrakesh to trade. But they should be in the great square at dawn. Even the camel caravans are not inside the city walls yet. There will be no trading for several hours yet.
I see. Looks like an ambush, all right. The octopus must suspect something. But we're going to land anyway.
But if those fellas are octopus gangsters, Clint, we'd be awfully outnumbered. They could do away with us in no time. There's nobody around to stop us.
I'll see to that.
Well, what do you mean?
The sun's just about to rise.
Sure, but how's that going to help us?
I never yet saw a city under French authority that didn't raise the colors at sunrise. Where are the government buildings, Carlos?
Over there. Those big ones, right off the tip of your left wing.
Good. And that's where we're going to do some flying for a few minutes. But first, I want to climb for the ceiling.
Gain altitude? Why?
No time to talk, Steve. Just hang on.
Here we go.
Caramba! Must you go straight up, Steve?
Right. Steve, get back to Abu again. He knows the exact location of the Oxford headquarters in Marrakesh.
Okay, right away.
What have you got up your sleeve, Clint?
The Oxford is playing a waiting game. And I think I stay in the game all right because I have an ace up my sleeve. Several of them, in fact. French aces.
Yes, what is it? Where is the plane of the secret police now, Zabul?
Still in the air. They must have sighted our guards and become suspicious. They are not landing. Instead, they are climbing higher into the air.
So, Barlow is going to slip through my fingers again. But after all, I am supposed to be the prey. Let him climb higher, then. The higher he gets, the less chance he will have of catching me.
But he may land after the city's awake. We cannot capture him, then.
No, but neither will he capture us. By that time, we shall be away from Marrakesh, Zabul. Make preparations to leave now.
Shall I call in the guard?
No, not yet. They can be called at the last minute. But make the caravan ready. Not too large. 3 camels, perhaps. The guards can follow on horses.
Should the secret police see you, will they suspect nothing?
No. No. They will never think to look for the octopus on a camel. And by that time, there will be other caravans passing to and fro. They will probably be searching for my headquarters while we pass on out into the desert. Go, Zabul. The sun is about to rise, and you have much work to do.
We're high enough now, I think.
Look, the sun has risen.
For us, but not for Marrakesh. Remember, we're several thousand feet above the city. Naturally, we'd see the sun while Marrakesh was still in shadow.
With these binoculars, I can see that they are getting ready to raise the flag before the four legend quarters and fire the dawn salute with the cannons. That will wake up Papa Ricard.
Papa Ricard? Who's that?
Head of the legion here in Marrakesh. A good friend of mine. One fine fellow, Clint, but he looks like a walrus and sleeps. Santa Maria, how that man sleeps. There is a saying in the Legion that Papa Ricard would sleep through the dawn salute even if he himself were fired from the cannon.
Yes? Now, this is one dawn salute Papa Ricard won't sleep through. Hold tight, Carlos. We're going into a series of power dives.
Commandant. Everything ready, Bunny Race?
Something strange is about to happen, Commandant Ricard.
Strange? Yeah. I think it is already happened, Corporal. Your jacket is unbuttoned. You are untidy. What is the meaning of bursting into my room like this?
The dawn salute was given.
Is that so strange? I've slept through 1,000 dawn salutes.
But listen. Listen to what is above the city.
What is all this?
It is right above the Legion quarters. I think he will crash through the roof.
Quick, call out the guard. Rouse the barracks. We will see what this means. I myself will see what it means. Is a madman flying that plane? Why is he making such dives and so low?
He started from a great height, Commandant Ricard. Look out, here he comes.
I will teach him to awaken the city like this and then threaten our lives with such antics.
He is leveling off. He has come out of the dive.
But he is also turning back. Perhaps he will try to effect a landing on us this time. Give me my field glasses.
What's he?
Now we shall see who or what is flying this plane. One of them appears to be opening a window. Sacre bleu, it is a mere boy.
Perhaps lunatics are playing the plane.
Wait. He's preparing to throw something.
Look out! Something is floating down to us. It is attached to a little parachute.
He was so close, I do not know why they use a parachute. They could have handed it to me.
It has fallen. I shall retrieve it. What?
It says, we must land in the public square, but an ambush awaits us. Bring your men there immediately. And it is signed, Clint Barlow, International Secret Police. Mon Dieu, Barlow here. For what reason? And this ambush he speaks of.
What are your orders, Commandant?
Orders? To the square, of course. Call out the men. We go to the square immediately, on the double quick.
They're heading for the square, all right, Clint.
And Papa Ricard is making them run. Oh, but we still have a fight on our hands, eh?
Yes, particularly, we don't know exactly how many men he has in the city. There's a very chance that he may even try to take us,
Legion or no Legion.
Guys, this plan is no cinch after all.
I'll say not, Pete. But whatever happens, there's going to be plenty of excitement in Marrakesh today. And it won't all be training.